first issue is really the cost of production. You know, we're 40% more expensive than the United States. We're starting to see big competition from emerging economies. And very importantly, one of the big challenges is that we've got states imposing restrictions on being able to access resources. So you take all those things together, and what we've got is a very uncompetitive, highly costly energy sector, whereas it should be and can be, in our view, a great comparative advantage for Australia.
But it's always been a high-cost sector. That hasn't changed. Australia's always been much higher than other jurisdictions.
That's true, but we need to be trying to reduce those cost pressures. I think it's the rate of growth that we need to try and put some policy levers in place to reduce that. So it's absolutely important that we take the opportunity to reduce costs, do what we can that we can control, such as, you know, the cost of lengthy environmental approvals, getting our resources out of the ground, lifting labour productivity, improving our skills. And all of those things taken together, which is what our report argues, will have the effect of, in our view, starting to kind of reduce that cost curve.
Isn't that already underway? Let's take, for example, environmental approvals, the repeal of red tape, green tape, training initiatives for new people coming into the industry and making academia more closely aligned with industry. I mean, what are you asking as in terms of policy levers that would be different to what's already happening?
Well, first of all, we've got to see some of those levers being executed. The federal government's taken some important steps to streamline environmental approvals between the Commonwealth and the states, but you've still got very, very expensive environmental approval systems within state governments. And, you know, you've got companies experiencing enormous cost differences, whether they do business in one state or another. So we're saying let's finish the work with the Commonwealth environmental approvals, and let's get a bit of a focus on the state approvals. Some work has been done in training and in skills, but we need to keep going. We need to be looking at, what does this sector need going forward, particularly with a focus on innovation and technology. So our report is really a package of changes. It builds on what governments are already doing, but it says, you know, we've got to keep going and we've got to accelerate reforms in some areas, lift our game in others, and it's that package of changes that's going to lift our competitiveness.
We've just heard today from Professor Tim Flannery that investment in renewable energy in Australia has sunk by 70% in the last year. How does that fit in with wanting to move ahead with new technologies?
Well, we absolutely need bipartisanship on many aspects of energy policy, but particularly the renewable energy target. You know, these technologies are important, but you've got to get the design right. What we've got now is a target that was designed when demand was higher. We've seen demand fall. So what we've effectively got is a 28% target, and that's just putting upward pressure on prices. So we are calling on the Labor Party to work with the government to try and get bipartisan agreement on a way forward on the renewable energy target, but also across many other areas of energy policy. We can't go on with the two political parties flip-flopping around in a major way on key energy policies, because we need investment to flow, and this level of lack of bipartisanship is really just bad for long-term investment.